For more information on Liquid Ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is one of my favorite guests. We haven't had him here for a long time, but I felt this is an important issue, and we have to keep coming back to it, because it all gets back to this very elemental part of our message, and that is that there is a conspiracy against God. Now, I know when I went to the University of California, attended there back in the late 1940s, everybody knew evolution was a reality. After all, we were indoctrinated in atheism. We were indoctrinated in socialism. But mainly we were indoctrinated that evolution was a scientific fact. In fact, they even had the missing link at that time, and we were told all about the Piltdown Man. Yes, that was the missing link that proved that evolution was a reality. Well, I think one of the hardest things after I got out of college to realize was that I'd been lied to by all of my instructors, that there was a coordinated, organized effort, not only at the University of California, but all across America, and through the media, and through television, and through everything, to convince us that evolution was true, that creation was simply an absurd idea. But if you get right down to it, there are only two alternatives. There's a God who created the heaven and earth, or there is no God that created the heaven and earth. It all just happened by accident. And I will tell you, as the older I get, the more convinced I am of the fact that it takes a lot more faith to believe that the perfect order of the world just happened by accident than to believe that there is a God, there is a creator, there is a plan, and God does interfere and direct the course of mankind and your life and my life as well. So with that as a background, our good friend James Perloff, and we carry two of his books. One of them is Tornado in the Junkyard. And what's the other one, James?
The Case Against Darwin.
The Case Against Darwin. We have both of those. We haven't talked for some time. And so basically, you know, how do you approach people who are firmly convinced? I mean, evolution is part of their very makeup. They know this is true because, after all, I mean, could it be that all of our universities are wrong? I mean, that's impossible, unless there is really an effort to mislead people and to control the reality. So you pick up the story.
Well, first of all, although it is taught in our colleges, there are great numbers of scientists. In fact, I have a list of 3,000 that have come out against the theory of evolution. But in approaching people who are convinced, of course, somebody's really emotionally convinced of something, Stan, you know, it's pretty hard to change their views on it, because reason doesn't mix very well with emotion. But what I do in my approach, and I give PowerPoint presentations in many different environments on creation versus evolution, is I start out by talking about the relevance of this theory, first of all, and the impact it's had on our view of ourselves and our view of God, and the subsequent impact that's had on our culture and history. But then I talk about the basic areas of evidence, from genetics, concerning the origin of life, concerning what we call irreducible complexity, a term that was coined by Dr. Michael Behe, a biochemist down at Lehigh University. And we also talk about, I also talk about the lack of transitional forms in the living and fossil world. So I try to approach it very much from a factual record, because evolutionists are fond of saying all these creationists do is beat you over the head with the Bible. Well, I don't do that. We look at it strictly from a scientific viewpoint, while not ignoring the cultural and theological implications of the theory.
All right. Well, I think it's just so important that people understand that the whole move to convince us that evolution is real is to really convince us that there is no God, and if there's no God, then anything goes, and so much of what's going on today is perfectly all right, And the truth of the matter is it isn't all right. And so let's get back. I remember when I was in college, why we had all these wonderful pictures, and it showed the little fetus, and it showed the little fish, and it showed the little pig, and all of these embryos looked exactly the same. And then, of course, you saw the pictures as they developed into a human being, into a fish and a pig, but they all looked the same at the very beginning. And many of those pictures are still used in textbooks that are used in schools all across America today. But they're all a fraud, aren't they, James?
That's correct. And, you're right. Those are pictures I was shown when I went to public school in the 60s, and they show human and animal embryos looking identical in the early embryonic stage. And, we were told that showed we had common ancestry with those animals. But, way back in 1919, those were exposed as forgeries in a book called Heckel's Frauds and Forgeries by Jay Asmuth and Ernest Hull. And they quoted 19 scientists at that time that these were fraudulent. I'll give you a quote from that book. The anatomist F. Keibel of Freiburg University said, quote, "Heckel has clearly freely invented embryos or reproduced the illustrations given by others in a substantially changed form," unquote. Well, that didn't stop these pictures from being shown in our textbooks. And Stan, as I believe you know, Dr. Michael Richardson, who's an embryologist at St. George's Medical School in London, not long ago did a study. He found that no one had ever checked Heckel's claim systematically, so he put together a scientific team that photographed the growing embryos of 39 different species, including human beings. And here's what he said in an interview in London's The Times, 1997. He said this, quote, referring to Heckel's pictures, quote, "This is one of the worst cases of scientific fraud. What Heckel did was to take a human embryo and copy it, pretending that the salamander and the pig and all the others look the same at the same stage of development. They don't. These are fakes," unquote, Dr. Richardson. But there's an example, Stan, of something that's been given as fact, and they even had the gall to call it a law, the law of recapitulation. And nonetheless, it was fraudulent, and it still, as you say, is being... still those pictures are appearing in textbooks, although less than they were before.
So, what they're really doing is implanting in the minds of children these pictures. Now, I don't know whether they're used there in the schools in Colorado where we're broadcasting this program, but I know that up until a few years ago, they were routinely used in textbooks. And what they're doing, they know how powerful a picture is, and you see the picture, it becomes your reality. And the tragedy is so much of what we believe today simply is not true, because it truly is a conspiracy against God.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I'm back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, James Perloff, his books, both of which we carry, Tornado in a Junkyard, and of course, the case against Darwin, and really what's so significant about the title, you know, the whole idea is that if you sent a tornado through a junkyard, enough times, why, you could end up with a 747. Now, an airplane or a 707 airplane, who honestly believes that? And yet, if you really look at the complexity, even of the human hand, which I used to dissect all the time as an orthopedic surgeon, and would constantly marvel at the amazing engineering feat, of being able to put the tendons and the pulleys and all of those things in. And of course, they're in everybody's hand. It doesn't just happen by accident. I mean, there is a plan. There is certainly the genetic code is so complex, there is no possibility it ever could have been developed simply by accident. Why don't you sort of pick up on this, James, because there's so much new information that's come out now that we're able to actually decipher the genetic code of DNA and things of this sort and genes. All the evidence really has even convinced many hardline scientists that there at least has to be some sort of a designer to create such a complex design.
Exactly right. Well, Charles Darwin had said that life began in what he called a warm little pond, and he thought that the right chemicals could have come together by chance to form a cell. And, of course, that idea was justifiable in his day because at that time they thought that cells were very simple. But as you've been pointing out, life is far more complex, we know today. For example, if you look at what we call a so-called simple bacterial cell, even it has thousands of different proteins. And those proteins are founded on a structural block called amino acids, and there's hundreds that have to be in the right sequence to form those proteins. And on top of that, of course, as you were mentioning, the genetic code, and Bill Gates has said that the genetic code is far more complex than anything in the way of software that Microsoft has designed, and nobody thinks that the program for Windows XP could have come about by chance. So there's just amazing complexity in a cell. As a matter of fact, Sir Francis Crick, who won the Nobel Prize for co-discovering the structure of DNA, he doesn't believe that a cell could have come about by chance because in his book, Life Itself, Crick estimated the odds of getting one protein by chance, and he estimated the odds of getting one correctly structured protein is 1 in 10 to the power of 260. That's a 1 with 260 zeros after it. So mathematically, it would be impossible to get one protein, let alone the thousands a cell would need, plus the genetic code.
Well, I think you have to have an awful lot of faith, to believe that this could have happened by accident. I mean, it's much simpler to believe that there is a God who created this complexity. But
right. Now, we as Christians require faith. We do believe in what the Bible says. But by the same token, you have to have faith to believe in evolution because it's very often that you'll hear evolutionists say that evolution is a science just like chemistry or physics. Physics and chemistry, you can demonstrate right now repeatedly. I mean, if you have the thesis that water boils at 100 degrees centigrade, you can test that thesis and repeat it. Gravity, you can drop an object 100 times over to test gravity. But how about the claim that Lucy is our ancestor? Well, Donald Johanson made that claim in National Geographic, but there's no way to test his hypothesis. It's something that he says happened millions of years ago. Stan, you just cannot observe the past with the same authority as you can the present.
And yet they try to make us believe that this is science, and it isn't. It's a religion. It's based upon religion, based upon the fact that there is no God, there is no creator. But aren't many scientists actually... recognizing this, that the failure of the missing link, some of these absurd theories they come about, you know, the horrible monster, you know, because they don't have any missing links or any place where you go from one species to another, so they've got to invent things. Boy, some of those ideas that they come up with, you'd think they'd laugh them right off the stage.
Right. Well, you're talking about perhaps the hopeful monster.
Hopeful monster was
an idea that came up in the 1940s. Some evolutionists proposed that they couldn't see how step-by-step mutations could change a reptile into a bird, and so they proposed that the bird just hatched from a gross series of mutations in one birth. But that idea was certainly discarded. But even today, mutations are still said to be the building block of evolutionary change. That's how the genetic code of a fish supposedly got changed into the genetic code of a human being. But, you know, Dr. Lee Spetner of Johns Hopkins University has written a book called Not by Chance, which he points out that mutations, which are, the supposed building blocks of evolution, mutations always cause losses of function, losses of information. They don't create anything more complex or functional.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that people understand that this is a totally fraudulent situation that's being financed by government, by foundations, pushed by universities, and our students are being indoctrinated. And the thing is, if they want to push their philosophy, fine, but shouldn't you present both sides? And yet anybody who suggests that the case for creation be presented, they're attacked and ridiculed people object to having their money spent to teaching creation. Well, I object to what they're doing and taking my money to destroy the faith of our young people in God. And then we look and see what's happening in society and the breakdown and the violence and the immorality. And it all gets back to the fact that if there is no God, anything goes. If there is a God, then there are rules, there are absolutes. Well, why don't you take some of the basic tenets of evolution and show where they are fallacious?
Well, we've already touched upon the idea of the complexity of the cell and the fact that mutations, the building blocks of evolution, alleged the building blocks, don't increase complexity or function or information. Another area that we go into in creation is the idea of irreducible complexity. Now, this is a term, again, coined by Dr. Michael Behe, a biochemist at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania. He's written a book called Darwin's Black Box. In that book, Stan, he points out that there are certain systems in the human body and in other organisms that are very complex, and they consist of many interdependent parts. You take away one or two parts, the whole system falls apart and can't function, and therefore it cannot have evolved. Now, that sounds pretty abstract, so let's take an example. One example he gives is blood clotting. Now, when we get a cut and we bleed, what the body does to stop that is to form a blood clot. And to our naked eye, a blood clot on our finger might look pretty simple, but to a biochemist like Dr. Behe, looking through a microscope, it's very complex. It takes well over a dozen steps, Dan, of course, to form a blood clot. And if you're missing one clotting factor, like a person with a disease, hemophilia, you're at high risk for bleeding. If you're missing two or three, you'd have no chance for survival. You would definitely bleed to death. So the question that Dr. Behe asks is this: how could the system have evolved? You know, in the Darwinian model, blood clotting would have evolved step by step over millions of years as random mutations introduced each step of the clotting system. But that can't work, Stan, because you have three steps, you'll bleed to death. Five steps, even 10 steps, you will still bleed to death. And if you're bleeding to death, there's no way you can pass on your incremental stages to the next generation. It's impossible for blood clotting to evolve step by step. That's what he calls irreducible complexity. It also applies to human vision, the immune system, and many other complex systems.
Well, there are all these evidences out here, that are, if you stop and think about it, I mean, how could this possibly be that, the cell could develop the way that it does, from one cell, to two cells, and we end up with a human being? I mean, it is truly a miraculous thing. And it's not just simply the human being. It's all of animals, It's and the complexity of the animal, the complexity even of the human eye, or certainly the complexity of the brain and the way it functions and there's literally trillions of interlocks between the various nerve cells there as they all interlock and far greater than any even the most complex of our computers. And to believe that this simply happened by accident, that takes an awful lot of faith.
Right. Well, if you show somebody a lamp, they'll look at that lamp and you ask them, is it designed? And they'll say, of course, everybody knows the lamp didn't get there by chance. Well, how then, you were talking about the human brain, how then the human brain, which is so far more complex, astronomically more complex than that lamp?
Well, what if some of the, we are actually making headway, aren't we? I mean, certainly we know that there are these scientists who are trying to get the message out. The trouble is, you know, if you're a scientist and teaching in major university, and you come out in favor of creation, they'll come after you. Far more so than you were having illicit homosexual relationships with your students. They will really come after you if you even broach the subject of creation. Haven't an awful lot of some professors actually lost their positions or been put on administrative leave because they dared to suggest that maybe God did create the heaven and the earth?
Yes, that's correct. There are students who have failed to get a degree for contesting evolution. There are people who have lost their positions or been disciplined both in colleges and in public schools. There was a science writer for Forrest Mims. He was writing for Scientific American. He lost his position with Scientific American after they discovered that he did not believe in the theory of evolution. So there's definitely a heavy pressure on. But the thing is, Stan, that more and more scientists are now taking stands, and the evidence when one side is weighed against another is so clearly in favor of intelligent design and creation that I really believe that we are going to win this battle in spite of the heavy political clout and legal clout that the opposition uses against it.
Well, you know, I think that this is a fundamental issue. If we can convince the American people, they've been systematically lied to, and there's an organized, orchestrated effort, you know, to make them believe, you know, there is no God, because that's all evolution is about. There either is a God that created the heaven and earth, or there's not, and of course there's no in between. You've got to be on one side or the other. Unfortunately, so many people are, and until they really begin to challenge everything they've been taught in school and realize that there is an organized effort, our educational system is being used not to educate, but to indoctrinate people as part of this really spiritual battle that's being waged today for the souls of men and the very survival of our civilization.
Exactly. In fact, let me give you a quote from Darwin. So many people think that this is just a science issue, but let me read what Darwin wrote in 1873 in his personal correspondence. He's going to refer to someone named Lyell, who was an evolutionary geologist. Darwin wrote this, quote, "Lyell is most firmly convinced he has shaken the faith in the deluge," that's the biblical flood, of course, "far more efficiently by never having said a word against the Bible than if he'd acted otherwise. I have read lately Morley's Life of Voltaire. He insists strongly that direct attacks on Christianity, even when written with the wonderful force and vigor of Voltaire, produce little permanent effect. Real good seems only to follow the slow and silent side attacks," unquote, Charles Darwin. Now, Stan, there we have Darwin himself characterizing his work as a slow and silent side attack on the Bible. Now, in his day, in Victorian England, it was very unpopular to admit you were an atheist. So what he and his friend Lyell and his other friend Huxley did, rather than say they were atheists, they and attack the Bible directly, they would simply introduce a scientific theory, which they said, hey, this is pure science, and it would go against the Bible, but they wouldn't directly say anything against it. They would just let people draw their own conclusions and come to their own doubts.
Sure, man. But they've been very, very effective. They've undermined the faith of, so many of our people, and of course so many of our students today, find it difficult to believe that there is a God because of what they have learned in school. And the fact that they won't even allow both sides to be presented, certainly for many years, why were they taught creation? They also taught evolution. But today, it's only evolution that is taught. And of course, but this really all goes back to the Scopes trial, and you've actually analyzed that. Do you want to just comment perhaps a little on that?
Certainly. Well, America's opinions about the Scopes trial have largely been formed by a play and movie called Inherit the Wind. And I know I saw that when I was young, and a lot of people think that that's an accurate...
We're going to be back in just a moment, James. You hold that thought, and when we get back, we'll welcome your calls from 970-689-8255.
Angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio, and I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend him. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
The career politicians in Washington, D.C. are increasing the debt that our children must service by $600 billion a year. To do otherwise, they would have to raise taxes by 20% or reduce spending by 20%. They don't have what it takes to do either. They value their political careers too much. You get to choose between the financial future of our children or extending the career of a politician for 2 years. I'm Norm Olson, Libertarian candidate for Congress. I have what it takes.
He's written two books, Case Against Darwin and, of course, Tornado in a Junkyard. And we carry both of the books. We think they're important because we think that you need to be able to discuss this issue. It is foundational to this attack that is being carried out today against religion, against God. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question, you have a comment, and of course, James, excuse me, when you discuss this, and I know you've done many, many radio programs, there are always those out there who want to get you off the track, want to get you into all sorts of other discussions, because they don't want to face, you know, the basic issue that life, I mean, mankind, even any part of our body, whether it be our reproductive system or our kidneys or our heart, all of these are so complex, they simply couldn't have just come about by chance. So, but basically we were talking about this very, very famous trial that took place many years ago, the so-called Scopes trial, where supposedly Charles Darwin, coming up against the silver-tongued orator, William Jennings Bryan, Charles Darwin, not Charles.
Darryl, Clarence Darryl.
Clarence Darryl was certainly able to prove that that evolution was valid, and of course that Scope should not be punished for teaching. And this thing all was all set up. Would you like to go a little into the background of that? I don't think most people really understand what happened at the trial.
Right. Well, in my book, Turn Out in a Junkyard, I have a chapter on the Scopes trial, and what I do is I take the movie, Inherit the Wind, and I compare the movie script to the actual court transcript and show the innumerable contradictions. But just a little background on the Scopes trial. It took place in 1925. In Tennessee, they had passed a law called the Butler Act, which forbade teaching that man came from a lower life form. Now, it didn't forbid teaching the theory of evolution besides that, but it said you couldn't teach that man came from a lower life form, and it was uncontroversial in the Tennessee legislature. In Scopes, John Scopes was a school teacher charged with violating that act, and this trial drew a lot of attention around the country. It was on radio, and there were newspapers from, newspaper reporters covering it from all around the world. There were a couple of reasons for the attention. One was it was covering this very vital issue of are we here by chance or are we here by the act of God. But also you had a couple of heavyweights opposing each other in the courtroom. As you were mentioning, Clarence Darrow, the agnostic, atheistic attorney, was defending Scopes along with some other attorneys. And on the prosecution side was William Jennings Bryan. He was defending the Bible, and he was, of course, one of the most famous orators of his day. He'd been a presidential candidate for the Democratic Party. Now, in the movie, you see John Scopes portrayed as a persecuted martyr. I mean, he's in prison. A mob marches on the prison. But in real life, Scopes never spent a day in jail or prison because, you know, violating the Butler Act was not a jailable offense. And he was certainly not persecuted. The Butler Act was only punishable by a fine, which he never had to pay. Just to take a couple of other contrasts, Stan, in the movie, Clarence Darrow is seen himself being heckled and booed by the crowd in the town, and a lynch mob marches on his hotel. Well, let me just say that in real life, Clarence Darrow was given a banquet by the town, and here's what he himself said. Darrow said this, quote, "I came here as a perfect stranger, and I can say what I've said before. I have not found on anybody's part, any citizen here in this town, the slightest discourtesy. I've been treated kindlier and more hospitably than I fancy that would have been the case in the North." And I should also mention that Scopes never taught evolution. You know, he was hired by the ACLU because the ACLU wanted a test challenge to the Butler Act, but he was not a science teacher. He never taught evolution. And let me quote what John Scopes himself said in his autobiography, Center of the Storm. He said this, quote, "To tell the truth, I wasn't sure I taught evolution. Darrow had been afraid for me to go on the stand. Darrow realized I was not a science teacher. He was afraid if I were put on the stand, I would be asked if I actually taught biology. If the boys had got the review of evolution from me, I was unaware of it. I didn't remember teaching it," unquote, John Scopes. I'll give you one more contrast that the movie has done such a horrible job of maligning the truth. William Jennings Bryan in the movie is portrayed as a religious fanatic and total anti-science bigot, and what he says in the movie is this. He says, "The way of scientism is the way of darkness. The people of this state have made it clear they don't want this zoological hogwash slobbered around the schoolrooms." Well, in real life, Bryan never said anything like that. What he said in during the course of the trial about science was this. He said, quote, "The Christian men and women of Tennessee know how deeply mankind is indebted to science. Give science a fact, and it is not only invincible, but of incalculable service to man," unquote. See, he was not against science. In fact, he was a member of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. He was not against science, Stan. He was against bad science.
And the trouble is,
those are some of the discrepancies, but there are many more that we outline in the book.
And really, it's a fascinating insight into how motion pictures can be used to create our reality. And when people understand, whether it be the story of the Scopes trial or most of what you see on television today in the way of dramas are about historical events, they utilize visual means to feed you lies and untruths. But you saw it becomes your reality, and you heard the dialogue, but It doesn't matter that it's all totally distorted. They can utilize these methods of thought control and mind control to shape our reality, and as a result, we really believe the ideas we've been programmed. And as Edward Bernays, the father of modern-day propaganda, said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our ideas suggested, our taste formed largely by men we have never heard of. And that's exactly what goes on. That's why they spend so much on advertising for television. Why? Because they know they can create your reality. And of course, they do that with a historical fact, like the Scopes trial. And until people understand that you can never believe anything you see on television or in motion pictures, they are designed, many of them are specifically designed as part of this war on God. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. And the trouble is that the whole history of evolution has been a series of scientific frauds. Was it the Indiana man or the Nebraska man? I can never remember that scam.
Well, the Nebraska man was just a single tooth that was found in Nebraska, and we're speaking of William Jennings Bryan. The tooth was articulated by Henry Fairfield Osborne, who was director of the American Museum of Natural History.
And they built a whole human being, a fraudulent human being, and you could see that right there in the in the museum, based upon the finding of one tooth.
Right, they had a picture drawn of what the Nebraska man looked like. And it was because William Jennings Bryan was from Nebraska, they thought that this was really going to fix his wagon.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with James Perloff talking about evolution, the fraud of evolution.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Do you cringe every time you turn the key and know your paycheck is going up in fumes? Would you like to increase your miles per gallon, get a noticeable increase in power and performance, and reduce emissions drastically for your vehicle at the same time by using an EPA-registered method? Listen to emissions specialist 40-plus years experience in the fuel industry every Thursday at 4 and Sunday at noon. The Fuel Crisis Solution. You want solutions, you want fuel solutions. Can't wait for the show, but want more information now? Call 1-866-577-9760. That's 1-866-577-9760. From the KHNC Bulletin Board, if you're looking for a nice place to rent in Cheyenne, Wyoming, check out this brick home with beautiful wood floors, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, large family room and big laundry room and basement, nice big backyard with a privacy fence and an RV boat pad, near elementary, junior high, and high schools in a nice neighborhood. Small pets allowed, $1,200 a month plus utilities. Contact Wanda at 307-256-8275.
Veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, who is actually qualified to get a VA loan?
The general rule is 2 years active duty service or 6 years in the reserves. Shorter time requirements during wartime service.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
Come one, come all. You're invited to the Englewood Days Car Show next Saturday, September the 9th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in the 3400 block of South Broadway between Acoma and Hampton. We'd like to thank all the sponsors, Ferris Survival, Bonnie Bray Hobbies, Dewis Automotive, Sir Speedy, Jerry's Artorama, Rat Art, Gothic Theater, Flat River Bar and Grill, and Painter's Supply. That's the Englewood Days Car Show, September 9th, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is James Perloff. His book, Tornado in the Junkyard, The Case Against Darwin, two different books. We carry both of them. We think that you need to have the information at your fingertips that will help you to discuss this intelligently. Our number here again, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. What you will never hear is that there are at least 3,000 scientists who question this whole idea of evolution. We were talking about the Nebraska Man, and you know, many years ago, why? I mean, everybody knew the Nebraska Man was the missing link, just like in recent years it's been Lucy or something else. It's all a fraud, but they have to keep telling you, oh, we've just found the missing link. We have proven this is a fact. Whereas when I first went to college back in the late 1940s, why, it was the Piltdown Man. The Piltdown Man was the missing link. It was a fraud. The Nebraska Man was a fraud. Lucy is a fraud. It's probably a little chimpanzee. Nice to call it Lucy if you want to, but, I mean, there is no evidence of a missing link or that man evolved from a lower form of life. I mean, you know, you can grow all the bacteria you want to, and they still end up with bacteria, and they can go through millions of generations, and you still end up with bacteria. And you can have little people, you can have big people, but they're still human beings with the same genetic makeup. So what about the Nebraska Man? What was that all about, and how were they able to convince people, you know, that man had evolved, that they had the missing link, based upon one tooth?
Well, it was certainly a stretch to make a picture of an ape man out of one tooth. The Nebraska Man was relatively short-lived in comparison to the Piltdown Man, but it was a tooth found in Nebraska, and people in the evolutionary world were quite enamored of it. And I'll just give you one quote from an evolutionist named Harrison Hawthorne Wilder. He said this, quote, "Judging from the tooth alone, the animal seems to have been about halfway between Pithecanthropus, which was what they called Java Man, and the man of the present day, or perhaps better, between Pithecanthropus and the man of the Neanderthal type." And there were a lot of quotes made about it on that level. But as they kept digging at that site and kept digging, they finally found out that the tooth they found did not come from an ape man. It actually came from a peccary, which is a relative of the pig.
I think they even found the rest of the pig, didn't they?
Yes, they did, right.
And yet they were able, scientists all across the world would accept this. How can scientists, who are supposedly supposed to base their ideas on fact and reproducible fact and demonstrable fact, how can it be that they've accepted the lie of evolution?
Well, there's a lot to do in a case like that, of course, with preconceived notions. You know, a fossil, you know, 99% of the biology of any animal is in its soft anatomy, which you can't access in a fossil, and that makes it very easy to invest a fossil with a lot of imagination, and that's what's happened over the years. One example, of course, would be the coelacanth. You know, the coelacanth was a bony fossil fish. You can find it in Jurassic Rock, the age of the dinosaurs, and evolutionists long said it had been extinct for 65 million years. And they also called it a transitional form between fish and land creatures, because when they looked at its fossilized fins, they said that they were very, very limb-like, and they thought this was like a walking fish. But then somebody caught a live coelacanth off the coast of Madagascar some years ago, and since then about 200 more have been caught. And examination, not only did this prove to stand that the coelacanth was not extinct for 65 million years, but examination proved the coelacanth was 100% fish, had no amphibian characteristics at all. And this just helps to demonstrate how easy it is to make a mistake when you're looking at a limited piece of evidence such as a fossil.
Well, we have a caller. Who's the caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, this is Phil in Colorado.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I just have a question. I had heard that there was actually evidence, like in the Bible, people lived, you know, hundreds of years old. And I don't know if any of this is true, but that the human skull continues to grow. And they've actually found that some of these things they say were Neanderthal men or whatever were actually humans. I mean, I don't know if he's heard anything about this, and I don't know much about it, if there's any truth to that. And also the story of the Nephilim, that they have actually found evidence of the giants. And I'll just let you go and wait for an answer. Thank you.
All right, fine. Do you have any comment on that at all, James?
Yes, what he's referring to, there's a book out, it's by Jack Quazzo, C UOZZO. It's called Buried Alive. He's the only man ever to have X-rayed the skulls of Neanderthals. Now, Neanderthals, an ancient type of alleged ape man, pose a problem for evolution because, according to the theory of evolution, we came from creatures which had small brains and small skulls, but Neanderthal skulls are larger than ours. And how do you account for that? Well, our caller is correct. As Dr. Jack Quazzo points out in his book, Buried Alive, as people continue to grow older, even though they stop growing taller, their skull continues to grow. And older men will find that they need larger hats as they continue to age. And the Bible does talk how after the flood, there were people for a while who continued to live to long ages, up to 200 and 300 years. But the Bible also documents shorter and shorter lifespans after the flood occurred until we reached the limit of, 80 to 100 years, which we have now. So the evidence that that Quazzo has accumulated does suggest very strongly that the Neanderthals were people who lived to great ages, and that accounts for their large skull size. I also have heard some reports. There is a creationist fossil digger, a paleontologist named Joe Taylor down in Texas, who has found some giant skeletons, and even the Boston Globe up here had a report on the finding of some giant skeletons, and this may be affirmation of the Nephilim, because the Bible certainly does tell us there were giants in the land. And as you recall, Stan, that was why the Israelites, when they approached their promised land, we wanted to turn back because of the giants that were walking through the land.
And there the Canaanites. Well, James, you're out of time, but I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and hope we can get you back again on some of our other programs. I think that this is such an important issue. People must understand that there truly is a conspiracy against God, and evolution is the base of it. We need to understand that God did create the heaven and the earth. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, we do have, of course, James' books, Tornado in a Junkyard, The Case Against Darwin. We have another book called The Evolution Cruncher. It's a great big thick book, paperback, inexpensive. None of these are terribly expensive, but you need to understand that this is pivotal and foundational. You've got to be able to discuss it and understand that they insist on teaching evolution because there is an orchestrated conspiracy against God. If you want to get the book, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, let me suggest, of course, who's funding this whole thing. It's the great tax-exempt foundations, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the usual suspects, you know, who have funded, Rockefeller funded, of course, Kinsey. Why? To destroy the moral fabric of our society. There is organized evil. Now, we carry the book, so important. Foundations, their power and influence. You need to get it, you need to read it, and then you need to help us get the information out across America. That's foundations, their power and influence. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get the other material we have that helps you understand what's going on, the supernatural forces aligned against God. If you haven't yet read Hostage to the Devil by Malachi Martin, or, of course, you can get that along with the four interviews we have with Malachi and the Malachi Martin special, or you can get the interviews or the book separately, but we recommend them together because we cut the price, but we want you to understand the other dimension. Hostage to the Devil is the story of four or five exorcisms. It is the most amazing story. I first read it back in 1980 and was my first introduction to the fact that there is a spiritual dimension behind everything going on today. Now, let me simply mention that we are having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 29th of October right here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, and we're bringing in Constance Cumby, who really introduced so many of us to the New Age back in the early 1980s, and Constance is still going strong. She'll be giving two talks at the seminar. We'll have Chris Pinto here, who did the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. If you haven't seen it, you need to get it, or you can get it right here at the conference. And then, of course, we'll have other speakers as well. We're serving lunch. We have to know how many people are coming. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Once again, I mentioned we're trying to get Dr. Cuddy's important book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print, and we actually have added an index and an epilogue, and I think it's one of the more important books in my library. You can get a case of the books for $149.95 plus shipping, and of course, when we have enough pledges, we'll go ahead and print the book. So if you'd like to get a case of Dr. Cuddy's books, Secret Records Revealed. And believe me, he does reveal the secrets, the information you're not going to get elsewhere. There really are spiritual forces behind what's going on. Many times these people will tell you exactly what they're doing, exactly what their plans are, but you're never going to hear about them because of the degree of the control of the media, and ultimately what the American people think. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. And so until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late.